Welcome, welcome, welcome to Drive Through HR. Today is February 14th, 2020, and I am your Drive Through HR host, Robin Schooling, and I'm doing the show without my co-host today. So it is just me and our guest, and looking forward to a great conversation today. So let me introduce our guest, Elena Valentine with Skill Scout. So hello, Elena.
Hey, Robin. Thanks for having me.
You bet. You bet. It's a little more formal of a conversation than the ones that we usually have.
over wine and really hot Louisiana air. Correct.
Exactly. Exactly. So welcome to Drive Through. And before we dive into our kind of the meat of our conversation, which will go in probably a variety of directions, why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself, your background, what you've done, and what Skill Scout does, and kind of how you've landed doing what you do.
Love it. All right. I'll try to make this happen in 1 minute, 2 minutes or less. So I am, you know, the proud servant leader of a company called Skill Scout. I am a self-proclaimed workplace filmmaker. So I live, eat, sleep, and breathe, helping to capture and share the stories of the workplace. So everything from bringing your jobs to life to showcasing the stories or employees, be it to engage candidates or employees alike. This is what I'm really passionate about, and I really had the privilege, along with my co-founder, Abby, to found a company that is based on this. So Skill Scout, we are the filmmakers for HR. And so we are working with companies large and small, Nike, American Airlines, Thermo Fisher, but down to, you know, the small to mid-sized manufacturers, your 25-person job shop, to help tell your story on video, to attract candidates, to engage employees. But it's really all around kind of seeing a power in video, a power in storytelling, to make your workplace communications more human and to connect people through it. So we've now been doing this for about 5.5 years. At this point, we've produced well over 1,600 videos of this kind.
Wow.
And growing, and it's super exciting to see how companies large and small of all industries are really seeing light of this and are able to kind of, I think, leverage the results and the positive, I think, interactions and uptick as a result.
Yeah. What, you know, when you started when you started Skill Scout and started down this path, especially with video and with media to use for that storytelling, what were some of the reluctancies, you know, what made companies reluctant to put themselves out there on video that has changed? Because I heard tales from some of my peers of, oh my gosh, we just can't do this. What were some of the things that you had to, the fears maybe that you had to overcome?
Yeah, well, let's talk about some of the obvious ones. Some of this is cost, right? They look at traditional video methods and think, whoa, that is too much for us to invest in, especially if they hadn't done it. But the reason why cost becomes a factor here is because traditionally we've seen video as being so precious, right? You know, we have to shut down our factory for 3 days, right? We lose all this productivity. And so, you know, because of this, I think the weightiness involved and the logistics involved, it felt like if we're going to make an investment in this, we can only do it one time or a few times. And so that certainly became a reluctance. I think another one certainly has been around, especially for some industries and verticals, Well, we, by law, right, we're working with so much proprietary information. What could we possibly share, right? A lot of things around HIPAA or other, you know, when we're working, you know, aerospace or defense, that there's just so many things that we can't share to be possibly use video. Another one, and I think this gets to kind of the cost, is how do we keep this video updatable? That's a huge one. You know, we have employees who leave, or our video, or our role has evolved so much. It's going to be so much more expensive to update it. So that was certainly another factor. If I could think of another factor that I think is a lot scarier for people to talk about, is my company ready? Is my company culturally ready to be put on video? Because when it comes to video storytelling in the world of HR, you cannot put lipstick on a pig. This is not about creating the most interesting man in the world, Dos Equis advertisement. Like, either you're going to share the whole pig or not. Sometimes what that looks like is maybe this is a culture that just has really bad morale issues right now, or we're dealing with something pretty deep, that, you know, this, if we're going to be really honest and authentic, you know, we might not, you know, what we're, we can't share unicorns and rainbows, because if we're share unicorns and rainbows, and that candidate comes in and realizes that our culture has some bad seeds in it, or leadership is not supportive, they're going to tell that right away and feel gypped. So that certainly is another factor. And I'll end with what's been interesting about doing video projects sometimes is we've had companies call us a week before, even days before a shoot, to say, we were planning this and found out we're not ready. It's almost like the planning of this actually brings out what type of employee engagement you really have. And so it's not to say by all means that planning video is change management, but it's certainly going to bring out issues in your organization that you cannot avoid. So I would say those are some of the primary. There's several others, of course, and I welcome listeners additional questions and things like this. We wanted to hear that.
I think, you know, and it's with any sort of truth telling on the talent attraction side, that is often the biggest challenge. And there probably, you know, there are organizations where the reality is it's a job. It's cubicle land, and that video may show, or that tour of the virtual tour of the office will show. It's quiet and gray, and everybody's got their heads down, and they're in a cubicle, and that's okay because some people like that. And so, what I've seen happen, I'm thinking of one particular organization, and specifically here in my town, where it was a very staid, traditional, boring sort of organization. Important work, but it, you know, not necessarily high energy workplace. But what they did, which I found so incredibly false, several years ago, they did some branding and some. They didn't do video, but they kind of highlighted a lot more kind of these cultural aspects, but they showed all these really like cool, fun things. So it looked like every day that everybody was at a picnic or they're eating ice cream or they're bowling or whatever, and they never really showed the day-to-day.
Yeah.
And I think they, you know, there are people that love that sort of environment. They thrive in, you know, let me just go put my head down, sit in a cubicle and think deep thoughts. And they should have focused on that, but they didn't. They tried to focus on the yay because they thought we need to look like everybody else. Oh, we're having fun. Yay, rah, rah. And they really weren't like that. So it I don't have any insight into what it garnered.
No.
It backfired.
Completely. And I think that's the biggest thing, right? When it comes to creating stories around candidate attraction, it's truth-telling. right?
Yeah.
This is not like marketing your business brand, which I think is where folks traditionally go.
Yeah.
You have to be ready not just to tell the unicorns and rainbows. You have to call what we have, you know, dubbed leaning into the suck, right?
Yeah.
And because, right, the more honest you can be, one, candidates will see that as being authentic because they know that jobs aren't perfect. And
right.
So if you can be upfront about that, what you're helping candidates do is one of things. Either you're going to apply to that job or you know what, they're not. And that's okay
right.
too. You're giving candidates
exactly.
an opportunity to self-screen in or self-screen out. I can think of a perfect example. I just came across this. Ottawa in Canada, their public transportation department decided to get real authentic in their job description and story. And rather than sharing, all right, there's great and there's this, I said, look, you know, don't expect to get, you know, much weekends off for your holidays off in the next 5 years.
Right, right.
Expect that you'll likely be working, you know, a lot of mandatory overtime. But that all being said, there's a huge value in what you do, getting people from point A to point B, because if our public transportation stops, our city stops.
Mm-hmm.
Our city
mm-hmm.
comes to all. And so it's those kinds of things. And I get that it takes a lot of courage to be able to do that. But candidates will pay attention to that and are more likely to apply or show interest in posts and stories that do that than those who just kind of want to gloss over and pretend that
mm-hmm.
all we do, as you mentioned, is go bowling and have fun at picnics.
Right, right. What when putting together a video, let's say it's a video that I'm gonna put with a job description on my career site. What's an optimal length? What have you found is a good length? Is shorter better than longer? Does it vary?
It does vary depending on how you're leveraging this in your hiring process, which we can get to. The short answer
okay.
of it is 2 minutes or less is typically
okay.
what you'd like for a glimpse. 90 seconds, you know, optimal for just kind of a quick, kind of glimpse into this job, which means that you cannot showcase all 10 bullet points. It's about
right.
highlighting what are the top 2 to 3 tasks of that role. So that's what we say kind of ballpark makes sense. That all being said, I know that there are many roles where you kind of need to go a bit more in depth, right?
Mm.
And what we recommend for companies with that is, okay, if you have a little bit longer and you know you have an engaged enough audience, great. But the way I like to think about it as chapters. You're not here to showcase the full novel, right, the full 20 minutes. But
right.
does it make sense to still have the novel but allow candidates to be in chapters? So this one might be, you know, very specifically around one particular task. And this video might be around just how we interact with our colleagues. You know, so I think
mm-hmm.
part of it is highlighting what do you see as being highest value. And if it makes sense to go more in depth, think about separating that into another video so the candidate
mm-hmm.
doing are able to choose their own adventure. For some, they're like, I don't need mm-hmm. to know about this. I really care about this. That's what I think we can start thinking about in that. So that it's shorter, but not necessarily without the, you know, the breadth of the information that you want to share.
Yeah. What's the importance of a candidate seeing the other employees, their potential coworkers, their potential boss? Do you get a lot of videos that highlight, hi, I'm Joe, I'm the manager of this team? Is that important to candidates?
Yes. I think that's in large part why videos together like this are put on, because
mm-hmm.
They're made up of people, and we work with people.
Yeah.
We leave jobs because of people, not because it has, you know, the company name on it. And so because of that, I think, you know, being able to have managers and employees, you know, tell it like it is about this role or about this company in their own words is really helpful. One, because they're speaking it in a language that candidates understand. But two, this
right.
is providing a glimpse and a personal introduction to the kinds of people that work in the organization, and more importantly, who does well. There's relatability there. Have employees who are sharing stories of their own trajectories and their success and their challenges. And there's a science to, you know, us feeling like we can relate to one another because of the stories that we share. So, you know, having a person speak from their experience is a key factor to why something like this works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and regardless of video or not, right? Like, so I know that we're coming
right.
from it as a medium of video, but this can be anything, you know, even from in a blog form. Right.
Right.
There's a number of different ways that this can be sussed out. But at the core of this is, what are we doing to enable our employees to share their stories and for candidates to get excited and to be able to relate to them?
Mm-hmm. When, and let me do a quick reset. We're just over halfway through the show. We have about 13 minutes or so left. Thanks to our sponsor, Q Inc. We tossed that out. And if you're listening here to our Drive Through HR episode, I'm your host, Robin Schooling, and with me is my guest, Elena Valentine, with Skill Scout, and we are talking all things storytelling and videos for candidate attraction. Here's a question: when a company makes the decision, hey, you know, we think this is good, we want to use video to tell our story, use it for branding, get that message out to the candidates. What are the things that they should start thinking about? Is there sort of a quick, you know, the start of a planning list that they need to start thinking about, you know, what they should sort of put in place as they plan for it?
Yeah, I mean, let's ground an actual example, Robin. Give me a company and give me a role, and let's go from there. Just throw something.
Let's say, you know, children's hospital, a registered nurse.
Registered nurse. Okay, so this is a hospital who's looking to kind of hire and attract nurses, right? So we're grounding it in a specific
right.
role. Does that seem correct?
Right.
Great. So first things first, they got a couple of things prior to even deciding that they wanted to choose a nurse, right? So for a hospital, one of the things they're trying to think is, all right, well, where do we make our investment first? There's four questions when it comes to roles that I'll typically have companies ask themselves. One, what are my evergreen roles? What are the roles that we're
mm-hmm.
constantly hiring for that we could use some investment in, some storytelling?
Mm-hmm.
Number one. The second might be, what is my hardest to fill role? And if we use some investment, we can tell that story better. The third could be, what role could use a reality check, right? So this might
mm-hmm.
be the so glamorous role. We you know, and people are quitting as a result. You know, what
yep.
might that role be? The fourth question is, what is the role that candidates have just the hardest time understanding?
Mm-hmm.
And for some of you out there, that one role could answer all four of those questions.
Right.
For others, it could be different, but at least now we're kind of narrowing down, you know, this is where we should spend our investments in. So once you've got to that, and for this hospital, they said, you know what, we need an ICU nurse, right? And that's a very specific, you know, kind of nurse. Maybe this is a hard to fill a role, but we're constantly hiring for them. So they've decided on that. So that's the first line of questioning. And then I think, you know, from there, it goes to asking yourselves a couple of questions. The planning here is key. And so there'll be things like asking yourself, my favorites are, it's like, what's surprising about this role, right? Like
mm-hmm.
when you finally onboard that new hire on their first day, What are things that surprise them that they wish they would have known before? Right? Because now you're getting to what we really need to showcase on video that could complement the traditional job posts that putting out there. Another question we might ask ourselves, again, if we're being authentic, right? So I'm assuming this hospital wants to really lean in. Why do people quit?
Right.
And sometimes we'd be able to address that on video. Other times it might be kind of a challenging messaging, but a big one. But it's also thinking about, you know, asking these nurses, what is it about this company or role that you're bragging to your friends about?
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, you know, very standard questions like, talk me through your typical day. What are the top 2 to 3 things that you're, you know, working on at any given time?
Mm-hmm.
And so we go through a list of questions in part, for example, with the task, you'll realize, hey, you don't need to focus on the 80 things this nurse is expected to do on the job. What he or she is really working on every day are these 2 to 3 things. That's what we should show.
Right. Right.
And then the biggest one that is, I think, the rise or fall of any story, video or not, is getting the why. Why does this
mm-hmm.
role matter to this organization? How does this
mm-hmm.
role fit in our larger mission? Another question sometimes I have to ask, especially for camera talent who, you know, don't necessarily, you know, get to self-reflect much on their role.
Right.
If this role didn't exist tomorrow, like if this role, like if you didn't show up tomorrow, what would happen?
Mm.
Right? If this role just stopped existing in this organization, what would happen? And in the case of hospital, if we don't have nurses, there's no point in a hospital. We don't have hospitals for doctors. We have hospitals because of the day-to-day care that nurses provide. And it's getting to that why. It's answering that why. It's getting to that emotional piece that is one of
mm-hmm.
the most important things that any story can ask. Because for most roles, especially in a role like a nurse, it's a heart role. It's a role that people are doing because they have a story behind why they do what they do. My mother was a nurse, right? I come from a family of Filipino nurses and health professionals, right? one can very quickly understand, you know, I am going into this career because, my mother was in the hospital and she almost died. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, that nurse, Linda, saved her life.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are the kinds of stories. It's those origin stories. It's those why stories. It's why that organization, this hospital, is key.
Right. And that's where, I think the beauty of video is it. You can create a momentary, like a real emotional, you know, touch point for that candidate to. That you can't in the written word, where they will, this might be the place for me. This might be the job for me. Just listening to that 2-minute story from.
Yeah,
from,
I mean, certainly the inflection. I'm sure, you know, for our friends like Mary Ellen, you know, Slater from Rep Clap, Katrina Kippen from 3 Years, I mean, these are tried and true writers who bring out emotion.
Yeah.
So I'd be hard pressed to say, right, that text couldn't do it, but inevitably, regardless if it's writing or video, you have to get the emotion out. And you can do that when you can share a powerful story of an actual person
mm-hmm.
and why they do what they do, why they work at this organization.
Mm-hmm. We're down to about 5 minutes left, so I want to toss one quick question out here before we wrap up and let you know how folks can get a hold of you. Where do you see what you're doing at Skill Scout? Where do you see the future of video going, over the next several years in relation to talent attraction and HR? Will there be more use internally for, we didn't really even touch on the employee engagement aspect of things.
Yeah, I mean, there's several directions I can take, so let me give you my quick hit. One is media is the literacy of the 21st century. Video right now the largest driver of internet traffic over anything. So this is just the trend of how people are learning. They are going to YouTube to learn about how to prepare, get a tour of the White House. They are going to YouTube to learn about jobs and how to develop. So that in itself is a given. So outside of HR, that's where the trends are headed. I will say HR is going to be around democratizing tools. So there's going to be a lot more ways that we can capture video. It's not just about full production. It's thinking about what are we doing to leverage our smartphones and other things that we have access to already. I see more and more uptick in yearning for more employee-generated type content. So again, this comes with democratizing tools. You know, what are we doing to kind of put the storytelling in the hands of employees to give them some accountability and ownership to the kinds of stories that we can tell in the organization? When it comes to video itself, we're seeing that on all spectrums of the candidate employee experience. This is no longer just about job videos. It's also about videos around what to expect in our interview process. Meet your recruiter. Meet Robin, who will be, you know, your manager. Everything to onboarding, right? So videos around here's what to expect on your first day. Here's what to expect in the next 30 days. And certainly in the world of talent and development, video e-learning is nothing new. This is you know, something that people have been leveraged, professionals have been leveraging for a long time. However, things around micro-learning, and again, this idea that folks can not just create the curriculum, but also help to capture some of that content, is becoming a very real reality that we're seeing.
It's kind of exciting, really, you know?
It is. I mean, I am privileged. I love my job. I mean, literally, I get to go around with a film camera all day long capturing people's stories of work. I mean, that's the dopest job ever.
Well, we are set to wrap up here. So let me do this, Elena. Why don't you tell our audience where they can find you, social media, website, et cetera. I know you've got some resources on your website, so you may want to kind of direct people there as well.
Exactly. So, you know, my email, elena@skillscout.com. Of course, you can always go to our website, www.skillscout.com. I'm also very active on Twitterverse, probably less so is our friend Robin here, but I do enough, along with LinkedIn. So please get to me. I welcome to answer other questions and to kind of curate resources as you share some of your questions and challenges with me.
Yeah, perfect, perfect. Well, thank you so much, Elena. It was a fast and furious chat, but I enjoyed it, and I'm so glad that you came to the drive-thru.
Ah, yeah, well, now drive-thru out. Got my McDonald's.
That's right.
Only-
All right. Have a good day. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye. Bye, guys.